Today is Monday, April the 8th, 2024, and welcome to episode 55 of Farm Wife Sexy Life with the Candy Couple. I'm Julia, and myself and my husband, Aaron, are a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day on being more self-sufficient, more self-reliant, less dependent on outside sources, merging homesteading and frugality. And today I want to talk about something that a lot of people are probably going to like, you really are leaning into this, Julia, and that is homeschooling. I feel like this is a really big shift in our country. A lot of parents are uncomfortable with how the school systems are moving, taking control away from the parents, not necessarily control, taking like the parental rights, it almost feels like. And I'm not saying anything against or for. I just think that homeschooling is a good option for a lot of families, and homestead families tend to lean into that homeschool lifestyle pretty heavily. I know a lot of families like the homeschool lifestyle, and I completely agree with it. Aaron and I, we went back and forth with homeschooling versus public schools when we were trying to get pregnant. I've talked about this with my story before, how hard it was for us to actually get pregnant. I had a lot of issues that kind of hindered us in that. But we went and debated on this because this is important. Where are they going to go to school? A lot of people like just get pregnant and figure it out later. Well, for us, we're preppers. We start prepping ahead of time, years ahead of time. That includes now. Before she was born, we finally made that actual decision to homeschool. And for us, it's more of a, it just seems like it's a much easier, calmer lifestyle for the child. It's not rigid. You have so much more of an environmental learning situation, because in all reality, sitting in school, how much learning did you really do? Like, I remember reading in class. I would get through my schoolwork and read. And that's what I would do all day long. Now, reading is a huge part of what my homeschool curriculum will be. Saw something that said that I pay $1 per book. And then another one said like 120 pages. I was like, well, maybe if we start at 10, it has to be 100 pages. We pay $1 per 100-page book. And then every time she gets a year older, we'll add another 10 pages. You know, $1, $2, whatever that number is. To help get her reading and getting her that love of reading. Because that was something that I did throughout all of high school, all of college. You didn't see me walk through college without a book in my hand. But it's a very different learning style from high school to college, middle school, elementary school to college. So we're really wanting to make sure that we, you know, do more natural learning style, a much less rigid, much more, I don't want to say like fluid. It's just, I feel like it's just such a better option for our family. Reading is still going to be like one of the biggest parts of it because I'm a reader. So I am all about being a read aloud mom. I think that will be my jam. And we do reading now. We read quite a lot of books, but we're still in an age where, you know, we kind of look at the books where we want to run around. But I am starting to put into places the foundation for homeschooling. And I feel like it's early to start this now. But I also feel like the homestead is one of the best places to start learning. I really do. I feel like the homestead, if you homestead and you have littles, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's so much they can learn. How to do seeds, how to put things in the ground, cooking, baking, everything like that when they get to certain ages. All of that is such a learning experience they'll never get in school. I remember doing home ec and I already knew how to cook. What do I need this for? I can already sew buttons on clothes. I could do most of the things they were teaching me. So it was a waste of a credit for me because I already knew how to do it, but I had to have the credit. So it's just more interactive learning and know-how. And the reason we're starting now, we're focusing now on building these habits, is we are process-driven people, Aaron and I. And it has led to all of our successes. It has led us to being debt-free at our age, to bringing me home, the fact that we are a process-driven family. Now, does that mean every single day is the same for me? It does not. Does that mean I have a kind of a set routine that changes from day to day? Yes, it does. But I do have a set routine where I kind of know what my day is going to look a little bit like and then going forward. Well, Isabel is set very much the same way. And so when we first had her, she kind of fell into her feeding routine, bedtime routine, all on her own. She really did. But that was because when she was born premature. I've talked about this before. And we were on a set schedule for feedings. We had to go by the hospital schedule. And we were on that set schedule. And when we came home, we stayed on that schedule because it's what her body was already used to. And we wanted to make sure we didn't miss a feeding, didn't mess anything up. So we sort of just stuck to it. And because of that, she kind of fell into routines. And even now, she knows what time it's time for her nighttime milk. She knows when bedtime starts. She goes and puts toys away. All of these things have built in her a routine. And I know there's a lot of backlash against routine and structure and things like that. But I feel like routine and structure are still good things if that's what your child needs. The fact that she tells me she wants a set bedtime. Like, we know when bedtime is. Because we get an angry baby. We know when it's time for her bedtime milk. Because otherwise, you know, we get a fussy toddler. I feel like she needs that. She's telling me, Mom, I need this structure. I need this routine. So what we're doing now is we're slowly building in learning into her day-to-day routine. So that could be in the form of reading, but the big thing is setting up the foundation that, okay, we're going to take a few minutes every single day to focus on this, and around the same time every day, and putting that effort, that energy, that little bit of extra time into it, because it's already time she spends with me. This is our playtime, but now we're just taking it a step further. And it's really a great bonding time. It's one of the best bonding things we've done. And she has flourished since I became a stay-at-home mom to spend more time with her. She has absolutely blossomed. It's just a change in child. I mean, she's always been the sweetest, loving. I couldn't have asked for a better baby. But the changes has been drastic because she really did need one of us to be there for her more. She did. And my job was pulling me away from that. And I feel the struggle. I know what it's like. And mamas, if you are working and you have to, I feel your pain. I know where you are. You want to be there for that kiddo, those babies, and you can't because you have to do a job to take care of those kiddos and babies. And that's important, and it's hard. It is so hard. It's one of the hardest things. This is why we pushed so hard to be debt-free, because we knew she needed me more. She needed me more than I needed that job. So getting debt-free helped with that. But the bonding time has been incredible. We've bonded and just by having this little set routine. And, it sounds so simple and basic, but I feel like most of what I do is simple and basic, and people are just like astounded, like, really? Really? Wow. That's so astonishing. It's like, it's not. This is so stupid, simple, and for me, not for everybody else, but for me, I feel like an idiot saying, like, I'm setting up routines now for learning, so that way we can be set when it's time to go, and we're not having to force this routine at a later time. So we go ahead and get started on just the basics. We're just looking at the very, very basics. And what we're focusing on right now are her current interests. So Isabel has no interest in learning her ABCs. None. At all. Period. Forget about it. But buddy, that little girl could tell you the names of most animals, the sounds of all the animals, and everything. That is her focus. She loves animals. And that is what we focus on right now. We are learning animals. We're using animals for colors, for words, for sounds, everything. So we are putting all this focus on the things she likes. She can name off all of her body parts, like her mouth, her ears, her nose, her eyes, things like that, and point them out on other animals. So because it's her interest, it's what we focus on. Whenever I can't get her to sit focus, it's toddler, working mama's dads, y'all know what I'm talking about here, because getting a toddler to sit still focus on anything for a few minutes is hard, especially if you're trying to catch her attention. But what we're just doing is we're using our playtime right now, like mommy and Isabel playtime, after lunch, before lunch, to focus on some learning and to teach. So I might say, Isabel, bring me the pink toy. Bring me your pink horsey. Bring me your blue horsey. Bring me the blue block. And then we're learning colors and all of these other things just by using playtime. And as we get older, get more advanced, these will change and go deeper and further into it. It's just using what I already have at hand to create learning opportunities. I feel like it was always missing. We always kind of tried and focused and used it at night. But during the day, I've noticed I have more opportunity. Because during the day before I was working, didn't have this opportunity. During the day when we do have that playtime, we have more of that ability. I'll even use pickup time, toy pickup time, as a way to start incorporating learning. Like, bring me the blue toy to put in the basket. Bring me the yellow toy or block. And sometimes she gets it, sometimes she doesn't. But we're building the foundations. We're building the basic understanding, the learning, word association, all these things that we need to be building in every day. And for me, because we will be homeschooling and it's not going to be a set rigid curriculum every single day, I guess it's like the best way to jump into it. So Aaron and I, we probably won't ever take like big breaks off. I see lots of homeschool families, it's still, some of them do traditional, you know, summertime breaks, wintertime breaks. And for Aaron and I, we both struggled with going from summertime break back to school. Aaron hated it. And what we would rather do is spread our learning throughout the entire year, you know, focus on that, and then take off vacation weeks when we want and when we can throughout the year, where both of us can be there, spend time together, and then spread out the learning throughout the entire year, versus having like one set period, time period, and then in August jumping back into schooling. To me, it just seems so hard. And it's, especially if you're homesteading, I don't feel like then you have the struggle, because for me, my homestead's going crazy bananas in production in August. So now I'm going to be canning and doing all this other stuff on top of getting Isabel back into school, especially at preschool when she's going to need more of my time and effort. I would rather just go ahead and be set that we learn something new every day. It could be something small and tiny, but once we get older, we get more advanced, we learn something new. We learn a new definition. We read a new chapter. We do something, you know, keep building on those foundations as blocks every single day. And I think that's what a lot of homeschooling is. You're building in a way that's not as rigid and structured, and it creates like an easier, I'll say easier, that's not really the right word. It creates this lifestyle for this child that's more in tune with what like your everyday actually is. Because kids go to school and that's not really what everyday actually is. I mean, yeah, you go to a job. You go to a 9-to-5, you sit at a desk, you do work at a computer, and then you leave. That's what they're setting you up for at a school system. And that's fine. And that works really well for some schools and some kids. And some kids don't like homeschool. They need a different environment. It really depends on your kids, your family, how everything works. I mean, even some parents, I know a lot of parents struggle first. I'm expecting myself to struggle. Because, like I said, right now, I'm learning. This is me setting foundations, not just for Isabel, but for me as well. Like, starting to build, teaching it to my day-to-day. We taught, but it wasn't natural. It wasn't this intuitive thing that I did every single day. And now I'm having to, you know, use my mother's intuition and build this into our day-to-day and be very intentional till it becomes second nature for me. You know, like, hey, bring me the blue toy. Or, you know, what does the horsey say throughout the day, and teaching her new animal sounds. Because, again, that's what we like. It's what we're focusing on. We tried, you know, forcing other things, and we just found if we focus on what we enjoy, we get such better results. So that's why we have put that emphasis, that focus on animals, because that's our focus right now. And just taking those opportunities to build on what we've learned and how much she has grown throughout her 2.5 years. But and I know a lot of people are going to say, Julia, she's a kid. She's so young. She's so little. Just let her be a kid. She's absolutely being a kid. She's loving every minute of it. But I also don't want a frustrated kid at 5 when we have to shift to be more focused on learning. And I know the timing's different and schedules are different. But I don't want a really frustrated child, because she is an only child. There's not going to be any more coming, and she's going to be doing school with me on her own. I want a frustrated child because we went from one setup to another in a couple weeks, when this is something that we could just gradually build into our day-to-day, even at such a young age. It doesn't take away from her enjoyment, her love of, you know, what her love of play or anything like that. We're just incorporating teaching into her play. And then we'll grow it from there more and more as I get more and more comfortable with this homeschooling mama thing. We talked about it. Aaron said he wasn't the best one to homeschool her. And there are certain subjects we will have to go to a set curriculum for, just, you know, because I openly admit I'm not a scientist. Science is not something I'm good at. It's not something I enjoy. I can do some basics. I understand it. But teaching it would not be something I would be very comfortable with. But finding a good curriculum, it'll work for her. When we're ready and at that point, we'll be able to do that. But until then, she's going to learn so, so much. She'll learn so much. Even now, she's learning every day. Every day. Something so silly as the word owl and what sound does an owl make, or all the other animals that she's currently interested in and what sounds they make, or how they move around, all of these things. Every little bit counts. We say that with food. Every little bit of learning counts. Everything adds up. And you just keep building on those foundations as blocks. And it just helps. And even if you're taking your kid and they're going to go to a school, they're learning this stuff at daycare. They are. If you're doing daycare, they're learning these things at daycare. They're learning how to count, say their ABCs, and all of these things. I'm just saying that I'm starting homeschooling. It's like, I mean, that's what it is. You're starting the pre-curriculum before pre-K. So it's now like we have such standards that these kids need to meet now. And I'm not setting her up for those standards. I think you're absolutely ridiculous, where kids need to read by the time they're like 3.5 or before they come out of the womb, which is insane. It's like, when can kids stop being little kids? But again, I want to make sure we're set up for going into actual school without having a traumatic event. So, like, for me, it's just setting up that routine, because we are routine people. If you are not a routine person, you might not have this worry. But for Aaron and I, we are. Isabel is as well. She's our kid. She lives it every single day. We like that routine. We like following a process. We like having a house system. It works for us. It keeps us moving. It keeps our house going in the right direction. And it makes sure that we are making progress on our goals. One of our goals is to homeschool our kiddo. And this is how we've kind of decided to jump into this and start. Even things as simple as like the drawing mat I just got her. I got her one that's reusable. I've been kind of focusing on getting my homeschool library built, even though she's really young. And we're not ready to start these things. I've been getting pre-K books for teaching her how to write and all of these things. I've been getting them on sale for clearance prices at Ollie's and things like that. Because to me, that makes the most amount of sense. And I don't have to spend a whole bunch of money up front. I can buy little bits at a time. So that's one of the things I have been doing. I have been building, you know, a book library and all of that for her. So we have lots of books to read. And Aaron, he had so many books from his own childhood that he had. We've been reading a lot of those as well. And she's really responded well to some of them. Some of them are harder to read. Some of them are a bit more difficult. It's more mom has an issue reading these than the little one. But we're doing well. I feel good about it at this point. Now, in a couple of years, it's probably going to change. We'll be ready to pull each other's hair out. But we'll see how that goes. But, well, thank you for joining me today on Farm Boy Sexy Life. And if, as always, if you have any questions, please leave those at, please email me those at thecandycouple@yahoo.com. Check out our link tree with all of our other content. And as always, thank you for joining us with Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.